Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Welcome to the Public Figures Podcast.
Boom.
If you're new here, this is a podcast where we talk for 2 hours about nothing and make it funny.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. I'm Dusty Slay, and I'm with the other host of the podcast, Aaron Weber.
All right.
And Brian Bates.
Okay.
And we're excited to be here. And if you don't know, let's say this is the first time you've listened to this podcast.
Right.
We're professional comedians.
All three,
the three of us are professional comedians. You can find us, you know, on the internet. We also do live shows.
Mm.
And they're so good. Like, where are you going to be at this weekend?
I'm going to be at home.
Okay.
You, Dustin.
Okay, well... All right, see, that's what I mean. 2 hours of just hilarious podcasting.
And, I'm going to go ahead and cover something next weekend as well. So.
Okay. Listen, two of us are professional comedians that do it full time. And But we're very excited to be here. What about you, Aaron?
I am heading north of the border this weekend. I'm going to be in Edmonton, Alberta at the Comic Strip at the Edmonton Mall. So come on out. I'm just around the corner from the pirate ship.
Oh, yeah.
In that giant mall. Come see me at the Comic Strip.
While you're there, you're going to go to Meat?
I am going to go to Meat.
I love that restaurant.
I hate saying it out loud. I hate typing it in, but it's a good restaurant.
I love that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The one I was in there, they told me that you take a piece of brisket, and then you put a little yellow mustard on there and a pickle in each bite.
You ever go to a restaurant and just go, just do what you want with me? Maybe not word it like that.
Well,
a place called Meat?
Hold on. I'm saying, you ever go to a restaurant? I see people do that in movies where they go, why don't you just take care of me?
Well, I don't eat pork or shellfish, so
you
I don't.
Have to
yeah,
be.
I don't let people just go wild
you
with
gotta
my.
You got to be persnickety about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I go. Yeah,
I might walk in a meat and say, give me what you got.
Yeah, yeah. Just give me a plate of meat.
Anyway, come see me in Edmonton this
You know,
weekend.
Yes. I was just thinking, I am 54 years old. I had never been to Canada or Mexico or North American borders.
Until you're in your 50s?
Until the last 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
I went to Canada a few months ago, about an hour into Canada. As I said, I flew into Detroit and drove south, so about as south as you get. And then I walked 100 feet into Mexico on the cruise. So,
oh, that's why you wanted to get off the cruise.
Yeah, well, I need to go check it
now,
out.
Now, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, I mean, other reasons too, but yeah.
But you'd been you've been to Australia.
I've been to Europe. I've been to Australia. Okay. I've been to Asia, but never.
Not Africa, huh?
No.
Well, you really threw me a curveball just now, though, because, you know, I wanted to make jokes about you not leaving the country, and then I find out you actually are more well-traveled than me. That would have really backfired on me. So,
I wish you'd have let him
I know,
going.
I'm glad you got that out before. But I'll be, this weekend, I'll be, you know, I just want to complete the, that. I'll
round
be
it
in,
out.
I'll be in Montana. I'll be at Billings, Montana.
Great city.
And Butte, Montana.
Great city.
Butte, apparently that show's already sold out, but Butte I went to a long time ago, and I love it.
Yeah, she's a Butte.
I fell in love with the city, and so I'm excited to go back.
Spelled butt, though.
With an E at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that how you spell butt?
If I'm feeling fancy. If I'm feeling.
It's spelled like butt, though, except not.
Yeah. Except there's more letters in it. This is the podcast, Public Figures Podcast. We're all public figures, as also, if you've not noticed that about us. What about your weekend this weekend? Where were you off to? Did you have any fun experiences?
Yeah. I went to Covington, Tennessee, the First Baptist Church, and had a great time.
Yeah.
had a great time. A lot of nice.
Did you do a show or did you just went to church?
You just can't find a good church in Nashville. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to drive 3 hours west.
Yeah.
Let's get all the way almost to Memphis.
Yeah.
Noah had a show there Friday night and went great. Met a lot of nice folks. And
yeah.
Did they say anything about me when you were there? Do they remember me? I did a show there years ago.
In 2019, they said.
2019.
Wow.
And they took a little time off.
I think we're good on comedians.
Yeah, recover, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now they remembered you.
Okay.
They remember you were the first one. It was you in 2019, then Johnny W. in 2020, and then COVID hit, and they did take a few years off until now. They gave it another shot.
They took all this. What, they still wearing masks in there or what? I mean, go on.
I think they just got out of the habit and they're like, let's do it again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they said they loved you.
That's great. I had a good time there. I remember I did a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's what this was.
Okay.
Just post Valentine's. It was a couples thing.
Oh, that's like the real couples. It's like you don't go out on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You go a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
Church celebrates Valentine's Day, huh?
They celebrate marriage, you know, any opportunity to come together and,
they just call it a date night event.
It's just a date night.
That's what I'm talking about.
They schedule it around February 14th, but.
Yeah, just a date night.
Just when love is in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that. On Valentine's
Day. I like that.
St. Valentine's Day.
What about you? Where were you at?
Where was I?
I know where you were. Wait. Huntsville.
I was with Kathleen Madigan this past weekend. Huntsville, Alabama at the Mars Music Hall.
Wow.
I realized I had never – Huntsville's close to Nashville. It's like, I don't know, under two-hour drive. Yep. Down to Huntsville. So when you start out doing comedy in Nashville, you do a lot of shows in the Huntsville area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like great local
the
shows.
The Flying Monkey Theater.
There's the clubs down there and it's close by. So Lovely I remember live. Early days, that's really the only road that we were doing was like, we'll go down to Huntsville and they'll let us do a 10 minute spot, which was a huge deal at the time. Mm-hmm. Drive back. But I realized that I hadn't been since the club opened. I'd never done a theater or anything other than the club in Huntsville. Yeah. So Kathleen Madigan sold out the Mars Music Hall, which
did
is
they
like,
name that after the planet?
Everything space
the candy
themed,
bar.
Everything space themed in Huntsville. Yeah. So I'm sure it has something to do with the planet.
What was the theater you did there?
I think I did. I feel like it was next to like the Wernher von Braun Center, but mm-hmm. not.
Well, it's a complex. There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, I feel so, like it's in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
But not that.
So this was like a rock club that's attached to all. It was just a awesome venue.
Oh, yeah.
And then drove back to Nashville that night, picked up my wife and baby, woke up at 4 a.m., drove to Atlanta, where Kathleen sold out the Cobb Energy Center.
What time was that show?
7. It was early.
A.m.?
We had stuff to do during the day in Atlanta. Okay. So we were able to get out there and just – very cool, right? I mean, I could see the Braves Stadium from my hotel room. I got fired up. I got excited.
That's
the season's
cool.
About to start.
Yeah, you got some old school.
You know, there's no serious Braves injuries here. Yet.
You look like Bob Horner.
What about him?
I said you look like him.
Oh, thanks, man.
Old school.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Man. Do you know Bob Horner?
No.
No, me either.
No.
Okay. He's Dale Murphy's sidekick.
Yeah.
I remember Dale Murphy.
America's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Terry Forster? You kind of look like him a little bit, too.
Oh, okay.
You know him?
No. You look like
You're going to say something mean, and I just said too nice.
You look like Chick Corea, dude.
Okay. Who?
Chick Corea.
I don't know who that is. Is that a baseball player?
It's a jazz pianist.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's see how many people we can name that no one knows.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, I was in...
Yeah, I do look like that.
Okay.
You're right on. Well, do you think I look like that?
No.
I think Bob Horner, Terry Forster.
I was trying to think of the most random guy I could think of. But thank you to everybody who came out. There were some fans of this show at those shows. It was pretty cool to see them out in the open and excited to be in Canada this weekend. What about you, Dusty? Where were you?
I was in New York. I went to Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie.
Great.
Did you watch the Poughkeepsie tapes? That scary movie?
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to get scared while I was there.
Let the audience.
Was it scary?
No, it was a great, great normal place. I really have been talking about it for a while, acting like it was closer to New York City than it is. But it's 2 hours outside of the city. It's a
plenty
normal place.
Huntsville's closer to Nashville than
Yeah, I mean, it could be anywhere in the country, and it was great.
Yeah.
Went out to a cigar bar after, and the cigar bar closed at 10, and, you know, my show's not going to be over till 9:15 or so.
Right.
So the guy, I called him, and he said, well, if there's people here, I'll stay open a little later, you know? So I announced from the stage that we'd be going to the cigar bar after, hopes that people would go there. And that way we could keep it open. And it worked.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd say about 20 people came from the show.
Wow.
And we filled that place up, and it was really great.
And they were a good hang, the 20 people?
Yeah, they were a great hang. I think that's the key. If they're willing to come to a cigar bar, they're probably going to be all right.
Yeah.
I think. And it was fun. It was a good, fun hang.
Was it good ventilated?
Pretty good ventilated, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like the lounge on the cruise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a pretend ventilator on there. But even though I did have some great hangs there, too, but it was very smoky. And then I went on up to Albany, New York, where I've been many times, to the Egg.
The Egg. Is this your first time not doing the club there?
It is. First time in Albany not doing the club. Do you know what the Egg looks like?
Is it egg-shaped?
Is it round?
Look at this.
See it.
Look at that thing.
That's the theater?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Where's the... You walk into that building?
I drove in underneath in a parking garage and came up the elevator.
Okay, so the actual theater is raised above the...
To be honest with you, I have no idea. But it does
have to be.
It does look like that from the road, but I don't know if we're in that or not.
I think you're in that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That'd be weird to just put that up and there's nothing inside of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Was it a cool theater?
It was cool, yeah. Very cool. I had a hot show. My friend Derek Humphrey and another friend of mine from New York, Ian Falance, often confused with Ian Fidance, who's also another funny comic.
It's tough to be one letter away.
Yeah, but Ian Falance, both very funny guys, but Ian is my friend, and he does a lot of stuff on the internet. But him and Derek, good 1-2 punch for the opening. It was great. A lot of fun.
Each did 2 minutes?
Yep. Because I had to fill the rest of the time. But you know what? No, Derek did 20, Ian did 10, and I did an hour and 20 on the first show and an hour 28 on the second show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, this looks like it's just in the Egg.
Yeah.
That would make sense. That could fit in there. But it's kind of balanced up on it. If you're just listening, it looks like somebody cut an egg down the middle. And then they put it on a little, it's like balanced up in the air. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Look up the Egg.
It was a great show. And we had a good time.
I gave up trying to describe
that. That was a great description
there. It is hard to.
Look it up yourself.
I did do this. I've never done this before. This makes me seem a little snobby, but I've never done this before. I book my own hotels, right? I stay at the Marriott's and I book. Ooh. I don't know what I'm doing a lot of times. You know, I just book it. I booked a Fairfield Inn.
I like a Fairfield Inn.
Okay. Well, I booked one, and I showed up, and I left.
Wow. Was it a Fowlfield Inn, or was it?
It was. I even went to the room, and then I left. And
what
I
was so bad about it?
It just, I didn't like it.
Because you've stayed in some
I have, but I'm like, I don't want to stay in the cesspool.
I'm performing at the Egg tonight.
Yeah. I don't want to stay in the cesspool. And I don't need a fancy hotel. This is it. It's like... There's bad hotels. There's fancy hotels. I just want to be right there in the middle.
Like a Hampton Inn. That's all you need.
So I found a Residence Inn by Marriott.
Residence Inns are great.
Right near the mall, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was just...
You had a whole little apartment there.
Wasted a little money, and I hated that I did it, but my decision... Even I got to that Marriott, they upgraded me for free. I didn't even tell them what I had done. Mm-hmm. But they upgraded me for free. I got a very nice room, and I felt very validated.
You didn't drop your flyer from the Egg show? Oh, my bad. Oh, I was just at the Egg tonight.
No.
What was wrong with the first
one? Yeah.
It just, you know.
You didn't get a refund on it either?
I'm working on the refund.
Okay.
I did call and ask about it. But, it's like, you know how you check into a lobby? I feel like you can tell a lot by the lobby. If you go into a lobby, a good hotel is going to have a tall ceiling. It's going to be very spacious. And then a bad hotel, it's going to be a very tight lobby.
Interesting.
And you won't know, but look at this the next time you check into a hotel. It'll be a very tight lobby. Mm-hmm. And then it was just too many people up front. I feel like bad hotels always had too many employees up front.
Yeah.
And then the snack area was like empty, like no one had been stocking it.
And that's not a good sign.
And then I get to my room.
So you knew even before you saw the room.
Yeah, but I was saying to myself, I go, all this could be bad, but the rooms could still be mm-hmm. top notch. Because I stay at Courtyard Marriott most of the time.
Okay.
And I've stayed in courtyards where it's, you know, 14 feet, 14 stories. And then I've stayed in others that are two stories. The rooms, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know what? Maybe the rooms are going to be fine. But it looked like it used to be a motel and they just changed it. It smelled dingy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I'm not above staying there. But I was like, a lot of my life is spent on the road. Mm-hmm. And I want to feel good about where I'm staying, sure. You know?
Sure.
So you didn't go down and check out right there?
No. I left and then I called.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't even need a refund. Credit will be fine. Just give me a credit because mm-hmm. I'll use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to share that. But
you guys ever check out of a hotel?
Never do. I always just leave.
I give them the card. I try to give them the cards back.
I collect the cards, so I keep it.
I rarely do, but occasionally if I'm walking out and there's literally someone standing right there, I'm walking past, I'll just say, hey, I'm checking out. And
but you're not going to stop and fill out sign stuff or anything like that?
They never ask me. They're just okay. Like, what room are you in? I'll tell them, like, okay, you're good.
I got trapped behind a dude disputing his bill at the just taking forever. And you want to be like, come on, dude, just leave.
I know.
You know?
I have a joke about how I don't check out, but I don't go, yeah, I'd like to check out. I just give them the card.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to return the card.
Just kind of throw it at them.
Well, it cost them money, I'm sure. So I like to return them.
Cost them money. How much could it possibly cost?
Over time. I mean, how many have you collected?
I mean, a few hundred.
You're like, public figure here incoming.
Yeah.
I mean, a cent.
I usually even save the cardboard with the room number on it.
You give that back to them?
Yeah.
So they can recycle it?
Yeah.
They're not recycling that. Throw it right.
You know, but
that's on them.
That's their problem.
That's on them.
Yeah. Okay. I've talked about it before, but I live in a neighborhood, which surprises people.
Yeah.
But one annoying thing is how tired I get of big pest control companies knocking at my door each month, trying to sell me on some kind of overpriced pest control.
Yep.
I get to tell them I'm good. Because I am having a good time with Pesty and doing it myself.
Well, that is true.
That is true. You get everything you need. The kit includes a pro-grade pesticide that's the same stuff as the pros use, a sprayer, mixing bag, gloves, and instructions you can complete in less than 10 minutes. Mm. Can you believe that? It's so easy to just get it done yourself. Plus, it's customizable for whatever season, location, and weather you may deal with. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and stink bugs, and also scorpions.
That's a big problem around
here. Yeah, all these things. Stink bugs especially. We don't have that problem here. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
But I know some of you do. Like I said, it's customizable. Other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars. Mm. With Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship are fully registered and have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/Nate for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/Nate for an extra 10% off.
Should we get in these comments?
Let's get into it. Let's start off with the comments.
Also, I don't want to read the comments, but I do want to say, you know, we read comments on this podcast every week. If you don't know, we read podcasts. So if you want to be a part of this podcast, leave us a comment. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Apple. There's no guarantee, but maybe if you write a good comment.
You know what? Before we get into them, I want to go ahead and share some Nate Land news.
Yeah.
Before we get in the comments.
Let's do it.
All right.
And just in case they're new, Nate Land, that's our parent company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nate Land has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you about some of it right now.
That's right. So Nate Bargatze was a former co-host of ours. He's a stand-up comedian.
On an old podcast called Nate Land podcast that we used to do.
I think you can still find it if you look hard enough. Yeah.
It's gone now, but it was a hot podcast.
Well, now he has a game show called Greatest Average American. It premiered last week. It was a hot show. We watched, and episode 2 airs tonight, Wednesday, the day this comes out on ABC, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. What would that be Pacific?
Probably 6.
6, yeah.
Probably 6?
Yeah.
I know, I was joking.
Okay. Well, I mean, don't ask the question. If you don't want an answer to it.
It sounded like one of the questions on the game show.
It's 8 o'clock in Nashville. What would it be in LA? Nate Lamp presents Brad Upton. Brad's filming his one-hour special March 29th at the Franklin Theater. Tickets are on sale. 3 o'clock show and 7 o'clock show, I think. Right? And we all know Brad. He was on season 2 of the Nate Lamp Showcase. Nate's
very funny.
Yeah. Nate's Big Dumb Eyes World Tour heads to Las Vegas March 17th and 18th. And then Dusty and I both had announcements this week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to bring this in, but maybe we can add the graphic later. But what's your announcement?
Well, I had a big announcement, and then Dusty didn't like me getting attention, so he had to put out one
same day
to kind of steal it away. But whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Mine was I'm filming my special.
All right.
At the lab. March 30th, here at the lab. I don't even know what I'm telling you guys because it's already sold out.
That's what we're talking about.
You know. So thank you everyone who
do you have a name picked out?
Help sell it out. We're having a good time.
Okay.
No, I don't have a name
picked
out yet.
Having a
bad time. But if you didn't get tickets for my show March 30th, I'm going to be hosting a Brian Bates and Friends here at the lab the night before.
Awesome.
On March 29th. We won't be filming that for the special, but I'll be running my set. This will be my trial run, dress rehearsal. People can give feedback on just, you know how Saturday Night Live does the dress rehearsal? Mm-hmm. They're like, cut it.
Right.
You can warn people coming the next night, you know, go to the bathroom during this joke.
Can I hop on that show?
Sure. Okay. You want to hop on that show?
Oh, he didn't sound that excited. You know, I don't have to be there, dude. Just good luck with everything. Hope it goes well, man.
I would love to have you on that show. Dusty, you want to hop on there too?
March 29th. If I'm in town, I'd like to do it. I mean, you're just throwing a date on me here real fast. And, well, 30th we had talked about.
Well, you said.
You don't need us for that.
March 29th, I'm good for that.
Okay. Well, maybe, I don't know about the
30th. We'll see, though.
Dusty said, you should put me and Aaron on so you can sell some tickets. And then I sold out later that day, so that's in
well,
on you.
Well, listen, we were having a conversation, and I was saying, if it helps, maybe you can say we'll all do the show.
That's
and
not how you worded it. You said, no. You should put me and Aaron on.
Well, that's what I mean, though. We're, you know, we're a podcast, so if we come as a package deal, we're bound to sell that thing out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't do it yourself, but I was saying if you need, you know.
He was just offering it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you didn't
need it. I just want the best for everybody on this podcast.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would love to have you guys.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of rethought it in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah,
I wish you luck, man, and I can't wait to watch the special.
Dusty, will you watch the special?
Yeah, I'll line it up. I got all Nate's in the queue, and I got Aaron's, and then put yours in there.
His dry bars are in there too. But how about you'll watch the special when we?
Oh, yes. When you read my book. Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, I have a book. I wrote a book. And
is it done? Like you finished it?
The book's done. There is going to, you know, I'm sure there's some things that they're going to want to do here and there. But yeah, I wrote a book.
That's awesome.
It's called We're Having a Good Time. And I forgot to bring a copy of it in, but.
I do. I'm sorry. I have a statement here from the Helen Keller Foundation. Okay. What would even have to write about?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, things I see, things I hear. And
from Southern comedian Dusty Slay, the beloved everyman comedian behind Netflix's Wet Heat and Working Man specials, comes a memoir in essays featuring his signature storytelling and finding the hilarity in the everyday. That's unbelievable.
And, you know, people...
For fans of Nate Bargatze and Leanne Morgan.
God, I left that part. Come on, Brian.
And not for my own fans. And you know what? Somebody commented about my comment section on the book. Mm-hmm. And so many comments are, is this going to be available in audio? And somebody commented that everybody is saying, are you going to read it to us? which I think is funny that my fans would not read books.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to do an audiobook?
Probably.
Yeah.
They'll probably make me do it.
I'd rather listen to you tell it than read it in my head doing an impression of you voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's how I would read your book. I would read it, the voice in my head that
well,
I hear.
There was a guy that helped me voice. Write it. So he's, you know, he's a good writer.
Well, I don't want him to read it. I want you to read it.
I'm just saying, when you read it, you'll go, Dustin didn't write this. But they are my stories.
Do you have any idea what the book's about?
Yeah. No, I wrote it
it's
all.
It's about having a good time.
But I worked very hard on it. But yeah, there's a guy who helped write it and make it sound good.
Punch it up and tighten it up and all that kind of stuff.
I wanted to write it like me, but they were like, we want people to buy this thing, man. I go, let me write it and don't even edit it.
They
don't
go, based on how you wrote this email, I think we're going to pass on that. And we're going to hook you up with a guy. And that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
I've got one thing I want to say real quick. My wife and I just announced we're doing the second annual fundraiser for called Prodder Silly that we did last year at Zany's that both of these guys were on. It was a lot of fun last year. We raised a bunch of money for an organization called PWSA USA, Prader-Willi Syndrome Society of – I don't know what PWSA USA stands for. But
United States of America.
That's the USA part.
Yeah.
The Prader-Willi Syndrome Association, maybe. Anyway, we're raising money for them again this year. The show is going to be in September. We've already started selling tickets. It's been good. Just want to plug it. PraderSilly.com if you want to check out any information on that. We're That's excited awesome. About it.
All right. So we want to get in these comments.
Yeah, let's get into the comments. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcast reviews, and mail. At natelandpodcast.com.
Jessamine Barnett. Jessamine? Look, come on, guys.
I don't know.
Jessamine, I think.
You guys stop front loading these with these names. It's a wild name. Jessamine. J E S S A M Y N.
I'm not going to discriminate someone's comment if they have a, just because they have a tough name.
Okay. Jessamine.
Between the perfect sound quality, well, the infectious laughter, nonstop funny quips, and beautiful singing. Public Figures is the best. I can't get enough.
That's very nice.
That's fair. That's what I'm talking
about. I don't care what your name is. I'm going to put that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good comment. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jessamine.
Jessamine.
Zoe Rose. As one trailer park child to another, Dusty is so misunderstood. Mm-hmm. He's just out here saying what everyone is thinking. He's an inquisitive thinker that just wants to know what's going on out here.
Zoe Rose gets it, and I appreciate that. I do appreciate it. Zoe Rose, Rose of the Trailer Park.
It doesn't sound like a trailer park name to me. Does it sound like one to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Sorry, there's a cord here, and there was a lot going on.
Tangled up, yeah.
I can't tell if the headphones are on or not now.
They're completely off for me. That's why I took them.
Okay. Oh.
I'm just not going to use them.
Brett Scholenbin.
Okay.
Good to know if Aaron went blind, he could still use the remote to watch TV.
I could. It'd be hard to know what channels
you
what.
Could listen to TV.
But I guess, yeah, I could listen to it.
Yeah.
And I could find the channel based on... what I hear.
Yeah.
I just want to say now that the headphones are back, I was a little spaced out while they were gone. Mm-hmm. But Zoe Rose, yeah. I mean, I am an inquisitive thinker that just wants to know what's going on out here. And I want to ask the questions and I want other people to ask the questions.
And you want to laugh at people that disagree with you about
the
answers.
Humiliate them.
Yeah.
Like the people making fun of the Jim Carrey impersonator. And then it turns out it was an impersonator.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, this conspiracy theory's put it to bed. Well, that conspiracy theory was right, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You read my tweet.
Yes.
They said, debunked. People thought this was not Jim Carrey. Turns out it was a Jim Carrey impersonator. And I go, okay, so they were right. You didn't debunk it. Mm-hmm. They were right. Mm-hmm. And then they go, we hope he's doing well. It's like, so you don't know where he's at. And yeah, you Listen, I've seen Aaron work a remote control. You could, this guy.
Appreciate that.
This
man.
Guy could listen to TV all day if he were blind.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Ryan Weber. Is that related to you?
No, great name, though. Spelled it right and everything.
I'd like to see Brian read Poultry Poetry by Boyd.
Try it again.
Poultry Poetry by Boyd.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Poultry and poetry sound about the same for you.
Poultry. Well, are they right or both right or both wrong?
They would turn around.
Poultry Poultry.
Poultry Poetry by Boyd.
I think you're good with poultry. I don't know how to say it.
You nailed it.
Poultry?
Yeah, poultry.
I told you I never use that word. I say chicken or turkey. I just get specific with it.
How do you say Boyd? Boyd.
Boyd. People say I say a T at the end, but I don't think that's true. I
mean, you think everyone's lying?
I've seen video compilations of it that people make.
Yeah, people are lying.
It's all AI.
Yeah.
Erica Rodriguez. Dusty's Uber story had me cry laughing on my way to work. When I arrived at the office, the receptionist asked me if I was okay. Time to switch to waterproof mascara. But seriously, good on you for speaking up about that weirdo and looking out for others.
You know, I had someone message me saying they had a similar experience in Traverse City.
It might have been the same guy.
We talked about it, and I had screenshotted a picture of this guy, and they said, no, it's not him. So there may be something going on with the Traverse City Uber drivers.
Something in the water out there.
Yeah. A little investigation needs to be done. Thank you, Erica.
Angie. Aaron, I agree with you about Clear. I think Dusty thinks it's affiliated with the government, but it's just a business who knows who now has full access to do what they want with the stuff shared with them. People are their product.
Well, I think it's funny that they don't think that this is somehow affiliated with the government, even if it doesn't say that it is. I mean, they're allowing it at the airport, and they're allowing they're allowing Clear to be enough to get you through. So it's somehow affiliated. They talk to each other. You can guarantee the CEO of Clear and the government are,
of course, they
friends.
Have an agreement with the airport, and there's money exchanged for them to operate there. But Clear's made it very, very clear that the goals of the company is to have Clear going everywhere. Everywhere there's a line in your life, they want there to be a Clear lane there.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a ball game or going to the movies, and there's a Clear line there.
Well, I don't.
Is that the kind of world you want
to
live in?
I don't go to any of that stuff, but if.
But you've been to places where you're in a line.
But if I go to, if I go to a baseball game and having Clear, and I go, oh, I can skip the whole line here with a service that I already have. Let's do it.
Yeah. No one's denying it. Be convenient. I'm asking if that's the kind of world you want to live in.
Well, there's a lot of stuff about the world that I don't want to live in. But so far, Clear's been fine.
That's good. And they're not going to do anything nefarious with your eye.
Well, like what?
Or your fingerprint.
What would they do?
You see how odd this is for you to be on this side of the conversation?
Well, no, I'm asking.
You know exactly what they would
do. What would they do?
It's the same thing that's been done by all of these companies, 23andMe.
What would they do?
All that data gets leaked and it gets sold to other people.
But what would they do with it?
What do you mean, what would they do?
If they sold it, what would somebody buying it do with it?
Whatever they want with it.
Like what?
What information specifically are you talking about?
Well, I'm asking, though. If
your Clear data gets leaked.
If you're pitching this as a threat, like this could be dangerous, what is the danger?
The danger is...
This is opposite day, by the way.
Yeah, I can't believe this is happening right now. Is this some kind of like reverse psychology? Like, full Socratic on me?
I just want to see how big of a conspiracy theorist you are. You know, where would it go?
I mean, I know.
All the way to the top.
It would go all the way to the top,
like,
brother.
Where, though?
All the way to the top.
Yeah. But what do you think they would do with it?
The same thing anyone would do with your data if it gets leaked.
What would they do? What would those people do?
They would sell it to people who are going to use it for bad reasons. They're going to market and advertise to you. They're going to send crap to your house. They're going to track your location. They're going to...
And you don't think the government would ever do that sort of stuff?
The government does that all the time.
So, in other words, probably no escaping it. Because the government takes a picture of you every time you fly.
That's true.
And they say, oh, no, we delete it right away. But I bet they don't.
So why don't you tweet right now all the information that you've given Clear? Just tweet it out to the world.
Well, why don't you tweet all the stuff you've given a TSA PreCheck?
I don't want to do that. That's why I'm not going to willingly sign up for another company that does the same thing.
But you already have signed up for the
government. I have one system that I use. TSA PreCheck. You're absolutely right.
My point is,
and I acknowledge that it's not fully consistent with the way that I look at things.
Yeah,
you refuse to take that step.
No, I agree, but I'm already have TSA Pre.
So you're like, well, why? That's what I'm saying. Well, why? You already, it's all for naught, right? So just tweet out all your information to the world. Post your address on Facebook.
I'm saying that,
let me get a real picture of your eye real quick. I'm going to tweet it out real quick. Like, come on, dude.
That's what I'm saying, though. You're yelling at me about it, but you are doing the same thing with TSA.
Did y'all, agree to do that? What is this? I'm getting, ambushed here.
What I'm saying, though, is...
By Bizarro Dusty.
This is the Jim Carrey impersonator in a Dusty mask.
What I'm saying is I don't trust the government with information, and you don't trust this company. So what I'm saying is it's the same thing. It's a false dichotomy.
I cannot trust either of them.
Yeah, I don't trust either of them either, but it's like at some point you make compromises because you're like...
There it is.
I'm not denying that. I never have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Clear at the airport, but if it starts showing up everywhere for lines, I'm signing up for Clear.
Well, Brian, we already know. You're first to go. This in the new world order, you're first.
But my point is you do it too with TSA Pre. You've made that same compromise, but you just drew a line at what Clear is.
Eyeballs.
And
fingerprints.
I have drawn a line. And you're saying that there's no point of a line. That's the difference here.
No.
You're saying that.
I'm just saying.
Well, where's your line drawn?
I'm just saying that gap of TSA and Clear, it's the same thing to me. It's it's like these days, a lot of these corporations are no different than our government. Our government is basically a corporation. I don't think there are any differences.
Okay.
And we're all just trying to move through the airport out here. You have real ID, right?
I do have real ID.
Yeah, so it's
because I needed one to travel.
But I use a passport. I don't have the real ID, so I don't need real ID to travel. I already have the passport, so I don't need to. So I'm just saying, we all make, you say, I need it to travel. I need it to move faster.
Do you use Face ID for unlocking anything?
But I don't.
I don't know.
No.
I do. I love it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Sign me up for all of it.
That's
man.
What I'm saying, though. That's the point, though. You're kind of coming at me about Clear real hard, and I'm saying, listen, I don't trust Clear. I don't trust TSA Pre. I don't trust Real ID. I don't trust any of it. But at some point, you just go, whatever, because we're traveling so much that you make compromises because you're traveling so much.
Like you do with food on the road and stuff like that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have to, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to live in the world and be in the world a little bit to function out here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Taco Bell and, but yeah, you make compromises.
Mm-hmm.
Angie, Aaron, I agree with you about Clear. Oh, wait, I've already read that one? All right.
Sorry. I'm just saying, though. Well, you're really against Clear, and I get it. I mean, on the surface,
that's not even why I'm against Clear. I'm against Clear because it doesn't speed up the airport at all. It's literally a line cutting service. TSA PreCheck speeds up the entire airport because it has lanes designated just for TSA PreCheck.
Clear does now too.
In some airports, some places they just put you right in front of the PreCheck lane.
But it's like,
or they put you in front of the
Clear in Nashville now has its own lane, and so you just go right through.
Because I'd be next to go up, and then they're like, hold on a second. And I think, oh, this is somebody important.
Hold on, it's Dusty walking in front of you.
and they have a person with them.
He paid $89 and gave him a draw of blood from his arm. And he goes, well, you got to fly.
But you don't think that they have your fingerprints or your eye and stuff now?
Fingerprints, I don't know. I've never given my fingerprint for anything, but I'm sure they could get it. Yeah. But I'm not going to pay $89 to give it to a company that I don't trust at all.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Dusty they already have his fingerprints. He has a criminal record.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, they got it all. They got his mugshot.
But nothing's digitized in Opelika. Right? They'd have to go down there and get it in person.
I mean, they got everything, and that's what's that's the scary part. I mean, our iPhones are our own personal spies that travel around with us all the time. They get every time you push, you got fingerprints, your eyes are looking at it all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got it all.
You remember the movie? Well, there's a lot of futuristic movies like this, but Minority Report.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of that where billboards, they would scan your eyes and put up personal ads for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't seem so far-fetched now, does it?
No.
I think in China, they do have the social credit score and certain parts where they already have your info. And if you you get out of line, they go, oh, okay, well, you're social, not going to be able to use the train today.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Jared Murphy. I love the input.
And this was fun, by the way. I like that. That's what this podcast needs.
Jared Murphy. That was, yeah. Make sure we clip this. Jared Murphy. I love the input and the camera cut to the behind-the-scenes crew. Oh, geez. I should have. Never mind. I would love to see more of them and learn who they are. Love the new iteration of the podcast.
Just go to the next comment.
Yeah, you always want to leave them wanting more. This is... yeah, Jared, come on. How are you preparing for springtime?
I'm not.
It is about to be spring cleaning season. Upgrading your mattress should be a part of that season. If you still have that old dingy one, you know, I had an old dingy mattress.
Yeah, we've heard about it.
And I have a YouTube video about it.
We've heard about it about 12 times.
It's a good video about my old mattress. Spring allergens means you need more sleep. A new and comfortable Helix mattress is the way to spring clean. It's also tax refund season, which is the best time to invest in sleep. And to do that, you need Helix. I do like a Helix mattress.
Can I share a testimonial?
Yes, you can. Please.
As you guys know, during the ice storm, we stayed at Nate's house for a week. Day two, my wife commented about how comfortable the mattress was.
Wow.
I was like, there must have been something under it. And I was like, honey, that's a Helix.
That's a Helix.
There you go.
Promo code NateLand.
So even though you weren't able to sleep in your own house, you still got the best sleep you've had
in years. I was. I didn't want to go home.
Yeah. Well, I love that because Helix helps you sleep better, and it's been proven.
Yeah.
A study they ran found that 82% of those involved saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Helix is the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. Plus, Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. Helix offers 120-night sleep trial and limited lifetime warranty. I really do love my Helix mattress. I've had it about 4 years now. It's going strong, and I really do get better sleep on my Helix than anywhere else. Go to helixsleep.com/Nate for their Sleep Week sale. Best of the web with 27% off site-wide. This is exclusive for listeners of the Public Figures podcast.
Nice.
That's helixsleep.com/Nate for 27% off site-wide. It's the best of the web and only lasts until March 15th.
Ooh, the Ides of March.
Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they know we sent you. helixsleep.com/Nate.
Steven
Spites.
I'm thinking Spates.
Could be either.
Steven...
Because that's eight, right?
Yeah.
Spates.
That's how you spell eight, yeah.
Steven Spates. Dusty, how could you leave off She Thinks My Tractor Sexy by Kenny Chesney on the Farming Country Songs?
Well, because I was, you know, tasked with making a top five.
That song stinks.
And that song did not make it.
No, yeah.
That song did not.
That song stinks, man.
You know, I was listening to that song not long ago, and something occurred to me because my line of thinking has always been like, no one thinks a tractor sexy. But I was thinking, you know what? If this
it's a euphemism.
If this guy's married to this lady, maybe she does find it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe she's bringing out a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea.
I was driving home from Covington, Tennessee this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was... You know, I'm texting with Aaron.
While driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Aaron pulled.
Driving with his knees. Yeah.
Aaron pulled the old, oh, I'm fading fast. I'll talk to you later. Which we've all done when we don't want to talk to someone.
It's 2 p.m.
Hey, man. I'm turning in, buddy.
That I see and post things for the next 3 hours.
It was 11:55 p.m. you were texting me.
Well, I mean, when do you go to bed before midnight?
Not very often, but that was a...
You should have called me. I'd put you on FaceTime in the cigar bar.
That is true. I thought, well, it's almost 1 a.m. where you're at.
Yeah.
You were just getting off stage.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Friday. I had to drive. I drove back from Huntsville that night from the show. Mm-hmm. So it was a long day for me.
Yeah, I was joking about that. But then I listened to some country radio, and I listened to little Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
And...
I tell you, said I listened to Little Charlie Daniels, like Little Jimmy Dickens. I was like, I don't know if anybody's called him that. I put on Little Charlie Daniels.
A Little Charlie Daniels, yeah.
Okay.
And Dusty, I know you hate what you call country rap.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of his songs, which I love, you could almost argue were kind of like that. He's talking. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Half of it, he's just talking.
A lot of that old school country, man, they are talking.
Oh, yeah, they're talking, but it's not like...
Kind of preaching.
Colt Ford.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't mind some Colt Ford, but it's not like that.
Jelly Roll or something.
Yeah.
Legend of Woolly Swamp. That's another word.
He's just fast talking, but it's it's not...
Rhythmically. Yeah. Rhythmically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like rap, dude.
I don't know. Charlie Daniels is great.
Little Charlie Daniels.
I love Charlie Daniels.
If you ever go back in the Woolly Swamp, well, you better not go at night.
That song used to scare me.
In the middle of them woods, make a young man die from fright.
I don't know that one.
That's a good one.
All right. Things that crawl, things that fly,
things that creep around on the ground.
All right, let's move on. And they say the ghost of a Lucius Clay
gets up and he walks around, but I couldn't believe him. I just had to find out for myself.
Aaron, chime in.
Is that NWA? Who is it?
That's a good one.
Rachel Anderson. FFA is more than just farming.
Ah, here we go.
Education about where our food comes from and how everything ties into agriculture is important. I've always said that. However, there are so many other opportunities for skills and growth. Even if a person doesn't want to be a farmer, there are so many programs and opportunities available through FFA that will provide skills that can give these high schoolers an edge going into the world.
I believe that.
Yeah, you guys kind of dog farmers last week, and I don't know why. I mean, there are
I don't think we were dogging.
But also—
I was making fun of the songs that they sing.
I mean, Rachel should direct this energy towards our government, who keeps stealing everybody's farmland to make data centers. And
what's the difference between the government and private companies anymore?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying this whole podcast.
Then she should direct them at private companies too, right?
Yeah.
So just be mad at the world?
But not us.
I don't think everybody
I don't
but
think
us.
We're doing it.
We're comedians.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing it.
Blake? Heron?
Blake, I'm sorry your parents made you spell your name like that.
Spell that for the camera, Brian.
B-L-A-I-K-E.
Come on.
I'm sorry your parents did that to you.
That's promo code Blake. The FFA National Convention is a huge event.
Mm-hmm.
Kids from every state come and compete in national contests in agricultural skills, public speaking, and others. They also give out very prestigious awards that kids work their tails off for. And in the clip Aaron showed, they were selecting their officer team for the next year.
I love it.
We love the clip.
Yeah, I think we actually, when the camera turned off, we watched it for like another 5 minutes.
Yeah, we thought it was great. I mean, it's like, yeah, it seems over the top and crazy, but they're excited and we support it.
If I were, you know, if I went to a school where that was a big thing, I could be totally involved in that.
My dad lives on a farm still. He would have never let me be part of that, but it seems fun.
Why wouldn't he let you be part of that?
Because he would have watched that video and go, nah, you're not going to be wrapping arms with those people, dancing around. You're not going to be doing that.
Gallivanting.
Yeah.
I used to have a joke that I told for many years when I first started about how, this is when I was single. Do you know this joke?
The shingle ladies joke?
No.
Okay.
We've covered that one.
Okay.
I used to say, my friends all say, you should get out there and sow your wild oats.
That's a great joke.
I'm like, apparently, I don't know how to farm. I'm like, I don't know if it's a class I missed or a gardening expo. It's been a long, dry summer for 38 years. And yeah. I did that, whatever. One night, I'm at Zany's, And that guy yells, maybe you need a bigger tractor. I posted that video, and it's still probably the second or third most views of any video.
Millions of views on YouTube.
At least a million.
The way you titled it was really smart. What is it? Heckler?
The heckler has the best line. Something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. But you responded to it so well. Sometimes it's like, somebody says that, you just sat at it for a while, and then that gets a laugh because it's like you processing it.
Yeah.
And then you conceded to him. That's a great line, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
No, it is.
Why that felt sarcastic.
No, I was thinking of something that felt inappropriate to say, so I kept it to myself.
Thank you. Dusty.
Well, that's what the guy, that's what he's talking about.
No, I was just going to further it, but I decided not to do it.
Okay.
Don't try to pull it out of me.
I would never dream of that.
But if you're a Patreon subscriber, Dusty will post it.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Susan Gassman.
All right. Tough last name, Susan.
Susan Gassman. Sheep milk is the closest to human milk and is best for babies if human milk is not available. The next is goat and then cow. Cow milk is more readily available, and you can produce way more, way faster. So now we have cow milk.
Interesting.
Well, those are great. My friend, you guys, probably your friend too, Ed Wiley, owns a lot of goats. Yep. And Ed told me that if you milk goats, you have to milk, you like milk goats all the time. You have to constantly milk the goats.
Why not? Why?
I just think they produce so fast that you just have to be milking them all the time.
What happens if you don't milk them? Do they explode?
I think they can swell up.
I thought that was the case with cows.
I think you milk cows every day.
Well, what does a cow do in nature if it's not being milked by a human? I guess the baby gets at it. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. I mean, the baby drinks, you know, that's the baby's food.
What are we feeding the baby cows then if we're taking the milk from the cow?
I'm not a dairy farmer. Okay. I'm just, you know, I don't know a lot about it.
Well, don't jump in if you don't got all the details about something, man. Come on.
But do you think this is true, Dusty?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I never heard of sheep's milk, really. But I have heard of people who couldn't produce breast milk giving their children goat's milk. Mm. I have heard of that. Because, you know, and a lot, like raw milk will have a lot of the vitamins in it that our pasteurized and homogenized milk doesn't have.
Mm-hmm. What kind of milk do you buy?
Well, if I do like to buy raw milk if I can get it. Cow's milk.
Yeah.
Is it legal to buy?
It's illegal in Tennessee, but you can get it.
Goes across the border.
You can get it. It says for pets only.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but it's legal in Pennsylvania. I bought some at a store in Pennsylvania and drank it while I was there. Loved it. It's legal in South Carolina. It's insane that it's illegal to drink raw milk.
And what's the reason that it's illegal?
They say it's dangerous, but yet McDonald's and cigarettes are still available.
Mm-hmm. Andy Wexler? I think that's Wexler?
I think so.
I'd like to suggest that the next topic you guys choose be one that involves less singing. Well, too late, Andy.
Yeah, sorry about that, Andy.
What is it about the singing that you didn't like, Andy?
Probably the same thing. I'm not crazy about.
I'm gonna be honest with you though.
Wait.
Last episode, you were doing the singing.
That's right.
Well, I was like, if you're gonna be singing the whole episode amelodically, I might as well jump in and try to sing with the tune.
Listen, you were singing last episode. It was you.
I was getting into it. Yeah. FFA. Yeah. Let's be. Right.
Let's do one more video comment before
we. We got a video comment here.
Oh, okay.
Look at this
from one. Brian Holt. Here we go. We're going to play it here.
What's up, public figures? My name is Brian. Grew up in Palatine, Virginia, just outside of Richmond. Did 4-H, not FFA, but we had about 30 sheep when I was young. And I went out to feed the sheep one morning, about 10th grade or so. And there is a mom trying to give birth against gravity on the side of a hill. And so I ended up having to go out there and yank that sucker out of there, took care of the lamb, got it up on its feet. I ended up getting out of school that day, so that was pretty nice. Got lots of other farm stories too. We had llamas later on, but yeah, it's good times, and I appreciate the show, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
What does he mean by gravity? Sorry, go ahead.
He's working on his catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
Have a good one. What is that?
That's a good story. I've helped birth a cow.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you grab it and pull it out?
Well, what'd it's you a do? It's a sadder story, I guess. I mean, it's not sad to me, probably to other people, but the calf had died.
Oh, okay.
And so he had to save the mom.
Oh, okay.
So you had
a stillborn calf.
Yeah, inside, and you have to get it out of there. Dang. So we hooked it, like, when you're building barbed wire fence, you have what's called a wire stretcher. Mm-hmm. So we had to tie some wire around, like, the leg of the calf, and then we had to, like, pull it out with that kind of wire stretcher. Yeah,
that's so much more gruesome than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
That was,
okay.
Yeah, sorry, I asked.
Thank you,
and I was younger than 10th grade, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Did you get out of school for it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Support for today's episode comes from Square, the system powering, like, half of the world. You ever tap to pay at some place and you're like, that was quick. Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Every time.
It was probably Square, whether you're selling lattes, cutting hair, detailing cars. By the way, I have a great bit about cars you can find on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Or selling merch. No. Square helps you run your business without running yourself into the ground. We all use it to sell merch after our shows. That's how much we love it. And right now, listeners can get $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/Nate. That's SQUARE.com/go/Nate. Visit Square to get started because the right tools make all the difference. I just got a bunch of merch. I'm starting to sell it again after shows.
Yeah.
Got a little new t-shirt made. I just used that promo code.
Yeah.
I just bought some Square hardware. I'm going to start slinging this stuff.
I'm glad you're doing
after
merch.
The shows. And it's so easy to do with Square. There's really no excuse.
It is so easy.
It's Square. So easy.
There it is right there.
If you're, that's what I'm talking about. You got it ready to go. Yes,
I sir. Used to, when I sold merch.
Is that your total earnings at the top?
When I sold my own merch, I had the Square reader. I had the I even had the swipe. I could do it so fast.
Yeah.
I could pull out the shirt, find the size, swipe the Square, pop over, take a picture. Boom, boom, boom. Square is easy. I should have been given that ad to read.
If you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/Nate. That's SQUARE.com/go/Nate. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today.
All right. Well, this week we are talking about Montana.
All right.
One year ago this week, March 7th, I went to Montana for the first time and performed at Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a year later, you're going March 7th.
Oh, okay. Same time of the year. Yeah, I've been to Montana before, but it was only one time, and I'm very excited to go back. Last time I did Butte, Bozeman, Billings. This time I'm
the three B's.
Yeah, the three B's. This time I'm just doing two. I'm doing Billings and Butte. And I'm a big fan. I love them.
You know, there's a great country song by Dan Sills and Marie Osmond, Meet Me in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know it.
You know that?
You want to sing it for us?
Well, oh, now he was an aspiring country singer, moved to Nashville and failed. She went to Hollywood, tried to make it an actress and failed. And the song is, let's just give it up and get back together in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Won't you meet me in Montana?
Oh, yeah, that did it for me.
I want to see the... Are you lying?
Yeah, I am lying.
Want to see the mountains in your eyes. You don't know the song?
I bet I do know it. I know Dan Seals.
Well, I just sang it.
Maria. Yeah. sang it perfectly, by the way.
If you guys don't know it, then how do you know if
that's
I did it?
Marie Osmond?
Yeah.
So who is Donnie Osmond? Is that her husband?
Her brother.
Her brother.
Yeah.
You know, I did a show.
So it's not a biographical song. It's just like they're playing characters in the song.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
What are you talking about?
Dan, you said that she moved to Hollywood and was a failed actress.
It's Dan Seals.
Oh, the song. Yeah, they're not.
So there's just a character in the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the three best Montana songs, in my opinion, all come from Hank Williams Jr. That's okay. Cut Bank Montana, Montana Song, and Montana Cafe. So
how do they go?
Montana okay. Cafe. Yeah. I'm not going to sing a lot.
This is for Andy Wexler.
Yeah. But no, those are my three favorite Montana songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a package here from the producers. Let's get a cut of them. Make sure to see who we're dealing with over here.
Chris Stapleton has a song where he says Billings, Montana, I think.
He's got a song with Mumford & Sons on their new album, too. That's really good. Okay, we got an eBay package. This is wrapped.
This is the wrap the way my uncle would wrap Christmas gifts so they can make fun of you the whole time.
While you're unwrapping it?
Yeah.
And then it's just a card in there or something?
Yeah.
We got it.
Okay. A loose cigarette.
All right. This is another. This is a Montana pin. I'm going to try to just cut it through. We got a Montana pin.
I don't know why they
right
always
here.
Give it to Aaron to open.
Because I think, you know.
I mean, we know you have the grip strength, but.
I do have the best grip strength on
you
the
do.
Podcast.
Yes, you do.
Feels pretty good.
I don't like it, but.
That's yeah. a nice Montana pin right there. A little shot of that. We'll put that on the wall. We got a wall over here. We're going to keep track of all this stuff over here. What, that's very cool.
What's on there?
It looks like probably the state flower.
A lilac? What is that?
Ah, the state flower. Glad you asked, Dusty.
I don't think we did ask.
It is a bitterroot. That is a bitterroot.
Yeah.
Do you know a bitterroot, Dusty?
Never.
I don't.
You used to grow it, right? In your yard?
I don't think so.
Okay. I just assumed you did.
Roots fleshy, branched with a simple or branched caudex. Stems leafless, erect or ascending. Okay. That didn't help at all.
Okay. Very bitter.
That's from the Montana Field Guide. That's the description of the bitter root. It's, you know, just
the name describes it.
Pink slash purple, and it looks like a blooming onion. Is that better? You know,
yeah, I know a blooming onion. Yeah,
I want to share that our producer Abby helped come up with some of this research this week, and our friend Hunter Lloyd, who's open for both of us,
Hunter
in Montana. He's
Professor Lloyd,
professor at Montana State. He's a lifelong. I don't know if he's lifelong, but he's lived in Montana for a long time. He sent me some fun facts about Montana.
Okay.
I think he's coming to your show this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, which one? He's a good dude. You got to connect you.
Billings?
I don't know.
Probably Billings.
You guys know the capital of Montana?
Helena.
What do you think, Dusty?
I only know three cities in Montana. Mm-hmm. And
the three Bs.
Yeah, and I don't think it's either of those.
All right, let me ask you this. How many
Cutbank, Montana,
state I guess. Capitals, like if you had to write them all down, could you name?
All 50.
You could?
Yeah.
No way to know.
Yeah.
I mean, we could easily do it.
I'm saying no way to know right offhand how many I could name. I'm going to say 25.
There was a time in my life when I was a kid, I learned all 50. Now, I think I could probably do 40. And if you gave me like 2 minutes to look at a list, I think I could quickly remember and do all 50. I might have missed this one. I don't know that I could have told you the capital of Montana. Well, once you say it, then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's
right. Oh, yeah, Helena.
Yeah.
Is it Helena?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What have you been saying?
I never heard that city in my life.
The name Montana comes from a Spanish word, Montaña, which means mountain or mountainous country.
Tony Montana, Scarface.
Oh, his name's Anthony Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannah Montana.
Tony Montana sounds way better.
Tony Montana, Scarface.
Yeah. Did you watch Hannah Montana?
I did watch Hannah Montana back in the day.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus, too.
Yeah.
And then her older brother, who was like 15 in the show, but the actor was like 35.
She has a sister, too.
She has a few sisters. Yeah.
Not
in the show.
No, but in real life.
So Montana has a few nicknames.
I think David Allan Coe has a song called Tanya Montana, and he may have a daughter named that.
Named Tanya Montana?
I think so.
Wow.
Tanya Montana? Yeah, Tanya, probably.
I think it's Tanya.
Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, namesake of
Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker. All right. And the daughter of country outlaw legend David Allan Coe. You're right.
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
There you go.
Just naming all the Montanas now. Yeah. I think we've covered
it. We're off to the races with the state of Montana here. These are all Hunter Lloyd's facts right here?
No, these are my own personal ones. I'm saving Hunter's because they're so good.
Okay.
It has like three different nicknames. Big Sky Country.
Big Sky.
Because the sky out there is
big. It's real big. And you don't get that till you're out there and you're like, it is a big sky.
It is.
Do you like looking up the stars, Dusty?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, I've been there and I did enjoy it. You know what? I landed in Butte last time. Small airport. And what was fun is it, you know how they bring the jet bridge out to the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Very attractive Native American girl brought the jet bridge out. And I just thought, this is a great welcome to Montana. It just felt like I was really out in the West, mm-hmm. you know?
You mean she like did the joystick?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just felt, I was just like, oh, this is cool. This feels like a cool welcome to Montana.
Yeah.
I think it's so many places as you travel just feel the same.
Yeah.
Right?
But yes.
Not Montana.
Most cities you're in, you go, this could be in Oklahoma, and nobody would even know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same cheesecake factories, the same. There's a Top Golf, you know. There's all. Mm-hmm. It's all the same stuff. But there are places, Montana's one of them, where you go, I really feel like I'm somewhere different.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm somewhere unique.
I really loved Montana. I mean, when I went there the last time, I could not stop talking about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad next week's episode is pre-recorded. Maybe in 2 weeks he'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But I heard you talk about on your podcast how on the cruise you enjoyed looking up at the stars and the moon. And,
yeah.
And
there's not a lot of light pollution out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also called The Last Best Place. And you know, the comedy club there, Last Best Comedy Club, I never really thought about why it was called that.
I didn't
know. All these comedy clubs have weird names, but that's kind of one of their
I had no
official
idea.
Nicknames.
What does it mean?
I think it just means like...
Like what you just said. So many places are the same.
That's right.
Except Montana. It's one of the last best places.
I love that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the last... Yeah, exactly. It has been polluted with people and...
It's so cold in the winter, I think, that it kind of makes it hard to... For people to want to live there.
It was so cold last time I was there.
It's also nicknamed the Treasure State.
Because a lot of copper mines.
Yeah, there's a lot of minerals there. So anyway, people started settling there in the 1800s. They used to just give away land to try to get you to move out west. The Homestead Act, 1862, you'd get 160 acres of federal land if you would be willing to... farm it and
build a house there
and cultivate it.
And yeah.
And still nobody.
How much would they give you now for free?
Still nobody. That was 1862. It was 1868 before anyone took them up on their offer for Montana. Because they said that wasn't enough land for that type of climate.
Man, 160 acres?
Yeah. And then.
Oh, that's a song. I think Marty Robbins has a song called 160 Acres in the Valley. I got a. I think it is 160 acres.
Though. Well, there That's you go. In 2023, Montana became the first state to attempt to ban TikTok.
Wow.
And it didn't work, huh?
Yeah. You know, there was talking about a national ban.
First negative thing I've ever heard about Montana.
Yeah. And
I don't understand who you are today, man.
I love TikTok.
He loves TikTok.
But you shouldn't.
I like TikTok when China owned it the best.
Okay. You love giving data away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy loves giving data to nefarious entities.
I think they just dropped that lawsuit.
Please, Palantir, please take my blood. I mean, come on, man.
They already got it. They already got it.
So, Hunter, I remember him telling me this when I was there, and then, let me just say this. It's one of the largest states in size, fourth largest state in actual size.
Wow.
You can drive from the southeast corner of Montana and get to Texas quicker than you can drive to the other side of Montana.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's 44th state in population, though.
It's not dense.
So, for comparison... Manhattan has 70,000 people per square mile. Think about that, 70,000. Nashville has 1,500 people
per square mile.
Tennessee has 173 people per square mile. Montana has 8.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a good place
that.
To live.
It's the best.
That.
It's a lovely place.
The cows outnumber the people 3-1. There's 1 million people in Montana, 3 million cows. Just did the quick math right there. but things are changing. A lot of celebrities are moving to Montana. A lot of people in general. Just like here, all these people from California moving.
Why wouldn't you, man? The more you hear about it, you're like, I might as well go out there.
I know. Hunter was telling me about home prices have skyrocketed out there.
Are they hating it out there?
Yes. Montana's people, Montanians, they hate it.
Yeah, I bet.
All these people coming in here.
I bet, because they're the worst.
I couldn't remember the exact wording of it, but I remember I got a message when I first played in Montana. And it was I don't think it was from Hunter, though I ended up talking with Hunter for a while.
Yeah.
But another guy was like, few things you need to know about Montana. Buy local, buy Montana stuff, and don't move here or something. You're like, jeez, I'm just coming to tell some jokes.
Yeah.
Man, come on. But I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you're not the problem, though. If you wanted to move there, you'd be a great addition.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's what everyone says.
No, I don't say that about
bulldozing
everyone.
Trees and just being the worst.
Everyone says that about themselves, right. But right. I don't say that about everyone.
That's nice.
He says Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are members of his golf course. He ran into Johnny Depp at the gym. Kevin Costner got a flat tire in front of his aunt's house. David Letterman moved there. Bobby Knight used to love watching his son hit range balls. So all these celebrities are moving there. But they also have, Dusty, a lot of people who hate the government.
Yeah, but give it some time, though. Enough of these celebrities move out there, and they enough of them start loving the government, and then it doesn't matter that in Montana they hate the government.
I know, but there's a lot of space out in Montana and a lot of wilderness, so it might take a while. These people, yeah, they go hopefully. Deep in the woods. The Unabomber, that's where he, you know,
there you go.
Spent some time in Montana hating the government. The Montana Freeman, they were anti-government.
We all should hate the government. That's what's so weird. We all should hate them.
And love companies.
Maurice Hillman, not everybody from Montana is great, Dusty. This guy invented a lot of vaccines and saved millions of lives. But come on, man. So you win some, you lose some. But this Montana Freeman, Dusty, seems like something you could get on board
Montana
with.
Freeman.
Anti-government Christian militia. They refer to their land as Justice Township and declare their leaders and followers sovereign citizens.
Oh, they were those kind of guys.
No longer under the authority of any outside government.
This isn't a car. It's a vehicle. Have you watched those videos?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I do like the idea that, you know, we own our own community, we make our own rules and our own laws, and, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, our own kind of communes.
I thought this was interesting. Mm-hmm. The Continental Divide. You guys heard of the Continental Divide?
I've driven past a sign.
I've heard those words.
It cuts through Montana. I couldn't exactly have told you what it was, but basically all the water flows down from Canada. And this is the place where it either goes to the left or goes to the right into the body of water.
Okay.
Throughout the whole United States.
That's cool.
It's like the rooftop of a house, but it's the continent, huh?
I guess so. But
yeah, works with gravity, as they would say.
Triple Divide Peak in Glacier National Park in Montana has a water flow into three major watersheds, Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Hudson Bay.
Nice.
In the Arctic Ocean. So three raindrops falling within inches of each other will end up in three different parts of the world.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Nate Bargatze, everyone.
No, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
The smallest river in the world is in Montana.
What's it called? Little River?
The Roe River, Great Falls, measures 200 feet.
Oh, that's not a river. Where does it go to? What's it called?
The Roe River, R-O-E.
Roe River in Montana.
I think it fluctuates. I think sometimes it gets down to 50 feet.
Oh, dude, this is a ditch somebody dug around.
Well, what's interesting about that is, you know, like in McMinnville, I have a creek.
Yeah.
And my neighbor says, I've not walked this. I do want to do it in the summertime. But he says, if you go, you know, a certain distance up the way, the creek is completely dry because it's mountain fed. So all these mountain streams come to feed this creek and it runs behind my land.
Huh.
That's really cool.
Even in the summertime when it's really hot, the water is like ice cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at the Rogue River right here. That's the Missouri River.
Ice is maybe a little extreme.
And then the Rogue River that just kind of doop. They just kind of cut a line out just around the corner right there.
Wow.
And the Missouri River runs through Montana?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I think the Missouri River is the longest.
No, that's the Mississippi.
I thought the Mississippi was the biggest overall. I thought Missouri was the longest. Well, I don't know.
Well, it says Missouri River here.
Yeah.
So
they have Yellowstone National Park, also Montana. Only 3% in Montana, but 3 of the 4 entrances to get in there is through Montana.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The largest temperature swing in recorded history, in the U.S. at least, was in Montana. 103-degree swing in one day.
In one day?
Yeah.
Where'd it go from? What are the temperatures?
I think it'd be cooler if it went from like 0 to 103.
103, yeah.
It was minus 54, so it was so cold, and it got up to 49.
That's so crazy.
Wow. It's like you raise that many degrees, and you're like, still cold.
Still
though.
A little chilly.
Still a little cold. I mean, a light jacket now, but.
So I always ask this as far as when you think of Montana or any state, who is it you think of from that state? In Montana, I couldn't tell you anybody.
I mean, I immediately can't think of anybody. And then I would think Joe Montana. And I know in my head that's not even right, but
yeah.
I can't think of maybe Lewis and Clark.
I always think of Hank Williams Jr., and then I would think of...
But where's he from?
Tennessee? Alabama.
Oh, okay.
But I would think of Robert Redford in...
The Horse Whisperer?
No, the movie Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think that's Montana either, but I would just think of him in that.
Huh. There are, I mean, obviously famous people have come from there, and a ton of people who have moved there, but none that I knew. Dana Carvey was born there. Brent Musburger was raised in Billings. Evel Knievel
was
from there.
That makes sense. You get bored up there, not a lot going on. You start doing.
Start jumping over stuff.
Augie Smith. You guys know Augie?
I know Augie. Smith. Very funny comic.
Yeah.
Grew up in Billings.
Yeah.
The Billings Gazette called him one of the most underrated comedy stars of his generation.
I believe that. I did the Big Sky Comedy Festival in, I think, 2018 or 2019. And Augie Smith was one of the like the big comics on that festival.
I so opened fun. For Augie at Toledo Funny Bone in about 2015.
How'd it go?
It went great.
Yeah. Reggie Watts.
Okay. Wow.
Wouldn't have never guessed that.
No.
Here's one that that Abby found, and I did some research. And one of my favorite all-time country singers is Charlie Pride.
Okay.
Now, Charlie Pride wasn't born in Montana, but I also knew he played minor league baseball. Did you know that?
No.
Played some minor league baseball, and he was playing in Montana, and he ended up just getting a construction job in Helena. And then he was recruited to pitch for the local semi-pro baseball team, the East Helena Smelterites. And the team manager got everybody a job as a smelter. And they could work around their schedules to play baseball.
Wow.
But they started noticing Charlie was a good singer. So the team manager paid him to sing for 15 minutes before each game, which increased the attendance at the game and earned him another $10 on top of the $10 he would get for the game. And it eventually became such a big deal, he had to quit baseball and become full-time singer.
That's wow. crazy. That's like, imagine if we were like, Dusty, such a good singer on this podcast. I mean, let's just have him sing a little bit before the podcast starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
That would be pretty fun. I'm into that idea. If you give me an extra $10, I'll do it.
I think Charlie Pride he's a pretty good singer, though.
What about my singing? That's
Charlie Pride is really great.
You're more of an impressionist than a singer.
You know, interesting thing, I did the Opry one time with Charlie Pride.
I was there. You may have done more than once, but you invited me once. Yeah. And I came and I loved it.
With Hannah's dad.
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
I don't know if I met him. I think I did meet him. I didn't get a picture, but I did meet him. But my father-in-law was there with my wife, who's from Peterborough, Ontario. And then Charlie Pride sings a song, and then after the song, he goes, that was written by a man named blah, 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 out of Peterborough, Ontario.
Oh, that's cool.
Really interesting.
But he didn't know the connection?
That he didn't meet them beforehand.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I remember that night, Crystal Gayle was on that show.
Yeah.
It's a hot show, but
my mom was there, too, because yeah. she met Crystal Gayle.
I think there's a group photo of all of us underneath that stage.
Yeah.
That sign somewhere when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. It would have been fun.
We had a great time.
Are you
didn't
doing
we?
The Opry anytime soon?
Doing it tonight as this podcast comes wow. out. I'm doing it.
About you?
No, I thought they got rid of comedians.
Well, shortly after that, we talked about yeah. it, and I said I hadn't done it in a long time. It's been a really long time.
Yeah.
And my management sent me a couple of dates.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad to hear they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't known any stand-up comics that have done it lately.
I hadn't done. I've really not done it in
over a year.
My Wet Heat came out in July, and I was hoping to get on there some point and plug. And I have not been on there since July for sure. So March 4th, yeah. Susie Boggess, I'm on with. Big fan of Susie Boggess.
T. Graham Brown, Daily Graham Vincent, Brown. Writers in the Sky.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Sasha, yeah. Rhonda Vincent, I know.
Rhonda Vincent.
I know, yeah, I mean, that's going to be great. Actually, I didn't know Sasha. I listened to her. She's got a country sound. I'm a big fan.
Susie Boggess has a song, Someday Soon.
Someday Soon, yeah.
You know that song? Here?
No, I don't know that one.
It's a great song.
Yeah. It's so good. Susie Boggess has a lot of great songs.
Mm-hmm. Some celebrities who live there now, Michael Keaton, Tom Brokaw.
John Mayer. He's got a place out there.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Huey Lewis. Jeff Bridges.
Are they living in towns or they got their a bunch of land and they're
It sounds like they got ranches.
I remember Kanye West had a huge
in Montana?
Yeah, huge like ranch.
Really?
Something out there, yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I think these are all
I think that's what
ranches. I would say Montana, I couldn't think of a person associated. I think of movies. Specifically two Brad Pitt movies that came out pretty close together. Legends of the Fall.
Great movie.
Yeah.
A River Runs Through It.
A River Runs Through It.
Yeah.
Similar in a way.
Yeah.
He's the rambunctious wild brother and the other brother and the dad trying to keep things running, but both set in Montana.
Both great movies.
River Runs Through It. It's got some beautiful.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Scenery.
Yeah.
No, that's some, not what I was
saying. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy.
Well, Aaron looks like Brad Pitt,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Kanye was in Wyoming, by the way. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody was upset.
Yeah.
Open Range. Have you guys seen the movie Open Range?
No.
Just watched it.
Yep.
How do you watch a movie?
Well, you know, I buy DVDs.
Yeah.
And then I burn them to my computer.
Okay.
And then I watch them on planes or whatever. I've been watching a lot of Columbo.
So you take your laptop out on the plane and watch a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll airdrop it to my phone.
Okay. And just watch it on your phone?
Yeah. But I do the laptop.
Do you sit down and do you watch a movie at home sometimes?
Not really. It's hard with two kids.
Yeah.
Any kids. We all have
at that. A hotel? Do you ever watch a movie at a hotel?
I really just flip around the TV, and if I come across one, I'll watch it.
Me too.
But I won't. You watch Open Range on the cruise.
Actually, yeah, I couldn't sleep, and then I thought, well, I'll put on this Western, and it'll help me fall asleep, and I watched the whole thing in the night.
Robert Duvall.
It's so good.
Kevin Costner.
And part of Lonesome Dove. You ever seen Lonesome Dove, Dusty?
I have a long time ago.
It's great, too.
I want to watch it, but it's a long, super long one.
Part of it's set in Montana. And then there's all these TV shows that are now set in Montana. All these Tyler Sheridan.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like four or five of them. One of them debuted this week. Yellowstone's the main one.
Yeah, that's the hub.
Yeah, because California's so expensive to film in. Now they're like anywhere they can go, they're filming.
Well, this is a movie about a ranch, and so you couldn't really film that in L.A. anyway.
I bet they could find a place in California, though.
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere in California. But and then there's prequels to Yellowstone. There's 1923. I think that's the one with Harrison Ford, right?
Okay.
And then there's 1883.
Harrison Ford, I used to love that guy. I'm pretty done with him. I feel like everything I see him in now, he's so lazy about what he's doing. It's like, I just don't care.
Well, he's just old, though.
Yeah, but
he's 83.
Lazy. Yeah, it's not good, though.
I saw him last night get the Life Achievement Award.
Yeah.
SAG Awards.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's been a great actor historically, but now he's just phoning it in.
But I asked my wife, I said, is there anybody else alive who has been two iconic characters, Indiana Jones and Han Solo? I mean, two of the great movie characters of the last 50 years.
Zoe Saldana, right?
She has been in like three of the biggest movies, but her character's not, you couldn't say her character's name and even know.
I don't know who she played in any of those movies, but I know she was she was blue.
She was a blue in Avatar, okay. And then she was green in the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy.
And she red in something too?
I feel like she's in a third really big movie, but maybe because of the sequels and stuff. She's been in a ton of...
Well, it's probably tough to do because most guys, it's like you can't think of them as not the first guy.
Keanu Reeves, Bill and Ted, and Neo.
It's pretty good.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Mike Myers, Wayne's World, and Austin Powers, and Shrek.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. I'm not saying those are good ones, but they're not as good as the one Harrison Ford's are.
They're not as iconic as these two roles. I mean, they're two of the biggest franchises ever.
Yeah. But those are good. Now you ask if she's ever red. Harrison Ford was red last year. He was the Red Hulk.
Which was the worst Marvel movie there. No, it's not the worst, but it's close to the worst that we've ever had.
What's the worst?
Probably the Marvels.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of those, man. It's demonic.
Well, you're right about that.
And then there's came out this week, The Madison, which is the guy from Yellowstone, who's now... Did you get either you watch Yellowstone?
No.
I didn't either, but I think he's a marshal now or something.
Okay. And rising up.
Yep. Abby found an interesting thing. I think she emailed it to us. That rock formation where if there's a group of rocks and if you hit each one with a hammer, they make a ringing sound. But if you remove one, the sound goes away. And they don't know why this happens. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but while you're looking that up.
Okay.
I'll keep going. I think it's in the email she sent us.
The ringing rocks of Minnesota or of Montana?
If it's Montana, there might be, I think there's one in Pennsylvania too.
Okay.
The Alberta Bear Theater in Billings is known to be haunted with a demon living in the green room.
Jeez. What is it?
The Alberta Bear Theater.
Let me make sure that's not where I'm going.
I kind of hope it is. They're called the Ringing Rocks. What are these rocks I'm looking for? Nobody sent me anything.
Oh, that is where I'm going.
Is it really?
Alberta, B-A-I-R?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, man. So do you know anything about this?
Yeah. It says, I made this up.
Okay. All right, good.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's good.
I just wanted to get Dusty fired up.
That's good. I was already contemplating what I was going to do.
Canceling the show?
Yeah. I'm going to sit out in the audience with you.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What did you ask me right before that? I don't remember.
What am I looking up? Something with rocks?
Yeah, let's just move on then.
Okay.
Yeah, something with rocks.
Okay.
Montana State won the 2025 FCS National Championship in football.
I love college football out there, right?
Yeah.
They take it pretty seriously.
Big rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it has the most grizzly bears, Montana does, of any state.
Wow.
More than Alaska?
Maybe the lower 48.
Okay, the lower
48. It's a good call. All right.
I would think Alaska would have more polar bears.
They don't have polar bears in Alaska.
So probably not.
What?
I bet they're tied for
zero.
Where
are even polar bears?
Well, I guess they got a few.
Yeah, where are they even at?
Arctic Ocean.
They got some up there.
They're not in Alaska. Where are you even at?
Yeah. They're from the northern and northwestern coasts.
Yeah.
But not like where a lot of people are living, it looks like.
Yeah.
Because, look how far. I mean, Anchorage is down at the bottom.
But they still have them, though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, come on.
You're right, but I don't think it's mostly polar bears.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Custer's Last Stand?
Yeah.
Battle of Little Bighorn?
Mm-hmm. I read a whole book about that. I don't remember anything about it. It kind of made me rethink books.
Who are you, Dusty? Dusty's read it.
No, but I remember reading this book going, I'll learn all this about Custer's Last Stand. I think it was just called Custard or something.
And it was about pie?
No, that's why he thought he was reading it. He quit books when he found out it was about a battle. Gets the last page. Where's the pie? I always thought it was I may be getting him mixed up with someone else, but I always thought he was kind of looked as a not a good
mm-hmm.
figure. Is that what you thought too?
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm not sure.
It was like really brutal.
Yeah, it was especially brutal, right?
Okay, that's why. I thought because in the battle he was just way outnumbered. Like the troops got wiped out.
Battle of Little Bighorn.
He had been like pretty brutal, and I think they finally got him.
Yeah, and they returned the favor.
Yeah.
The Bell Ringing Boulder, that's what it's called.
The Bell Ringing Boulder.
Near Butte, Montana. If you take one away, it goes silent. The sound only works when rocks are together. Scientists did not agree on why it works.
You gotta go check that out while you're down.
Yeah.
You're going to go see it?
Check it out. Yeah.
Really?
Nah, probably not. I don't know. I am renting a car.
Oh, okay. So you'll be able to hop
around.
How
far is Billings and Butte from each other?
I think about 2 hours.
So you'll see a little of the state.
Well, I've driven all that before.
3 hours. 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah. I actually have a video on YouTube about my—
On the road.
On the road with Dusty Slam, Montana, yeah.
And who's opening for you?
It's an old one. 7 years old.
I don't think you were taking openers at this point, right?
No.
But, I mean, who's opening for you this time?
Well, you're restricted on the Zanies Network.
Oh, okay.
This is good. I told them to crack down on this.
Yeah. Will O'Donnell out of St. Louis is going to go with me. He's a big fan of Montana as well. So
yeah. That's great.
We're going to go on a little adventure.
The world's largest snowflake, according to Guinness World Records, was reported to be 15 inches in diameter.
That's after the— Okay. Celebrities move there.
Yes. Come on.
Okay. We're having a good time now, huh?
15 inches, dude?
Isn't that crazy? How is that even possible?
That's just not even a snowflake at that point. That's just like a
what is
a sheet of ice that came down.
Yeah. That's hard to prove.
15 inches. Yeah.
I mean, how do you prove that it lands? Somebody go get the tape measure. Oh, it's gone.
I saw a snowflake the other day. It's 15 inches long. Sure you did, but yeah. I'm sure that was a snowflake.
They've never had a president or vice president in Montana. They did have one guy.
And they don't want one either.
Yeah.
The Democratic governor ran in 2020 for the Democratic Party, Steve Bullock. He never he made it on one debate, never got any traction.
Oh, I think I remember that debate. There were a couple of guys on the debate that you never saw again, but actually a couple of them I liked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
From Montana?
Well, I don't know. There's a couple of guys I remember on a debate that you never saw again that I was like, oh, this guy's not bad.
Yep. Oh, we were talking about the Battle of Little Bighorn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was brutal. That's why he's looked down on.
Yeah.
In history.
I think so.
Because in the battle itself.
I think he was like arrogant and really got ahead of himself. And that's why he ended up getting.
Looked like a cool guy, though.
He looked like he could be related to Tyler Childers.
A little bit. Yeah. Same kind of face shape.
Yeah.
The richest man in Montana is Dennis Washington.
Dennis Washington.
He's based in Missoula. He built his fortune through the railroad industry. The football stadium, University of Montana, is named after him.
And he's 91.
Well, he looks good there.
Any day now.
Yeah.
I'll get blamed for that.
Two sons. They'll inherit the Washington billions.
Yeah.
All right. We can wrap it up if we want.
Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to see if there's anything else. You never found that boulder, huh? The ringing boulder?
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, it exists.
But
you want a video of it?
She sent a YouTube link that showed people hitting it, but that's okay.
I'll find it. Why don't you plug your dates real quick, and then I'll.
I'm going to be this weekend. I'm going to be in Billings, Montana, and Butte, Montana, and you know, if you want, go to DustySlay.com, and then in a couple of weeks, I'll be in Clearwater, Florida, and Orlando, Florida, Paducah, Kentucky, and St. Louis, Missouri.
Boom. Where in Paducah?
You know, I don't know. It'd take me a minute to.
Okay.
Some haunted theater.
March.
The Carson Center for the Performing Arts. I don't know. I can't
read CPAC. It all
today. Yeah. Carson Center for the
CCPAC.
Performing
Arts. Yeah, that one's haunted.
Yeah.
There's a demon in the.
Yeah. That was a good joke.
Thank you, Dusty. I am a professional comedian.
Yeah. Where are you at this weekend?
Well, let's don't get into specifics, but March 19th is my next public show. March 19th through 22nd. I'm in Destin, Florida, Pompano Beach, Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, and Gadsden, Alabama.
All right.
Doing shows with Johnny W. and Ed Wiley.
Nice.
Goat farmer.
I bet I got some family in Gadsden.
Send them out there.
Yeah, I hope they watch this podcast. I don't know them by name, but I do have some relatives in Gadsden.
I got family in Gadsden, too.
I'll send them to come out. Yeah.
And, of course, my special March 30th, but the night before, March 29th, we're doing Brian Bates and Friends here at the lab at Zany's, so I'd love to see people at that.
Mm-hmm. I'm busy that night, unfortunately. I'm just kidding. Mark, I'm going to be Edmonton this weekend, Edmonton, Alberta, the comic strip.
This is Aaron Weber.
Next week, Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway. That's March 12th, 13th, and 14th. And then my rounding out March, I'm going to be in Minneapolis at Sisyphus Brewing Company at the end of the month. So come on out and see me. Edmonton, Lexington, Minneapolis.
And he'll be at the restaurant Meat just telling them to do whatever they want.
Let me have it, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Dusty, you got this one started, so you wrap it up.
Okay, well, listen, if you got any stories about Montana, send them in. Send in a video. We'll feature it here on the podcast if we like it, if it's good enough. The videos that get rejected, we put into a file, and we hang on to them to roast you all.
No, we sell them to the government.
And our own private time. No, we don't do that. But send in a video so we can feature you on here. And I'll have us try to have as good of a mustache as the last guy, if you can.
That guy did look sharp.
And just to say again, because people keep sending them, emailing them, some to me personally, you go to YouTube, right? And it's in the show description?
Yeah, it should be. I missed it this last week. So yeah. That's probably why you got emails this week.
I'll get it. Let's be sure to show Tristan's face as he's saying that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, this is the Public Figures Podcast. We put out a show every Wednesday. So come back, subscribe, give us a like, comment. We appreciate you guys. We're having a good time.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.